Do you find yourself captivated by the inexplicable, entranced by enigmas, and tantalized by the unknown? We are Shane and Josh Waters, brothers who will weave you through tales that have mystified us for years. From haunted hotels to inexplicable disappearances,
our episodes offer you a panoramic view of the world's greatest mysteries, leaving no stone unturned, no clue unnoticed.
With a gripping narrative, we invite you to join us on a journey into realms of the unexplained.
We're unraveling the mysteries that have perplexed humanity for ages.
So, armchair detectives, curious minds, and seekers of the strange, it's time to put on your headphones and dim the lights.
Dive into the uncanny world of the Mystery Inc. podcast and prepare for a journey into the unknown that you'll never forget. And remember, some mysteries are better left unsolved, but not unexplored.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
May 20th, 2020. Two police officers arrive at a Grand Forks, North Dakota apartment complex. It's around 2 p.m. and a sunny day. The officers are there to serve eviction papers to 41-year-old Salama Pendleton and his mother, Lola Moore.
Well, we just did one at a house, so.
Oh, you've been at
it. Oh, yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, tis the season.
The two deputies walk up the steps and through the front door of the brown brick apartment. They're following the building manager, who is wearing a green shirt and blue jeans. They climb the winding steps of the complex and turn into the hallway, where they almost immediately arrive at the door of the residence.
Sheriff's office. Sheriff's office, open the door, please.
What can I help you with, sir?
Open the door, please. Sheriff's office.
What can I help you with, sir?
I have an eviction paper, sir.
Officer Nord knocks on the door, holding the eviction papers in his other hand. Officer McLean stands behind his partner, standing by in the event of escalation.
Sheriff's office.
someone, a different resident, briefly opens their apartment door behind the three men. The building manager gives the resident the go away eyes, and the resident closes the door, likely realizing they don't want any part of what's going down. I don't blame them.
Open the door, sir.
You want to just leave those papers at the door, sir?
No, sir. We'll be making entry in just a moment. Please open the door.
You don't have permission to have entry, sir.
You got a key?
Yeah.
Are you sworn in under? Are you sworn in under oath of office?
Yes, we are. I have a judge's order, sir. Sheriff's office! Let me see your hands! Hello, miss.
Where is he?
Bring him out now.
The building manager gives Officer Nord the key, and the deputies attempt to make entry. This is when they realize that Pendleton has been busy barricading the door. But it was all for nothing. The two officers shoulder check the door, breaking their way in through several pieces of wood. The apartment is a standard affair, with white carpet, walls painted in neutral tones, outdated and cheap wood cabinets, you know the kind. In the middle of the living space is a pool table. There's a beanbag chair and a cheap synthetic leather black love seat. The kitchen is messy, with a small kitchen table and with two black metallic chairs. A smaller drink cooler is sitting on the counter, and there's a boxed fan in the corner. Pendleton ran into the back and locked himself in his bedroom. His mother walks out, confused by all the noise, and Officer Nord greets her.
He's that way.
All right.
You better, he jumped off the third floor balcony.
Nope, he's got the door locked.
10-2.
Open the door,
open
sir.
Open the door.
Are you sworn in under oath of office?
Yes, we are.
We are.
Ma'am, we have an eviction paper. Okay. Open the door, sir.
I have not had my day in court.
That is not my fault. Open the door.
You do not have to open the door.
Central 19, we're 10-2.
The two deputies are at Pendleton's bedroom door. Officer McLean bends over to pick up a long piece of lumber off the floor and move it. A strange aspect of this apartment is all the aforementioned planks of wood. It's as if Pendleton prepared for eviction by purchasing these planks. But, honestly, it doesn't make sense to me. Did he really think a cheap barricade would be effective here?
You have had your opportunity. It is now time to open the door.
Open the door, sir.
You're violating my rights. You're violating my constitutional.
Do you have another? He's got a lock on that door.
I am demanding that you leave now.
Sir, you need to open the door, or you will go to jail.
I am not going anywhere.
You need to open the door, or you will go to jail.
I'm going to kick it.
Go.
Now, Officer Nord informs his partner that he's about to kick open the door. Once he does, things are going to go from bad to worse, listener. When the door opens, Pendleton fired wildly at the officers, who fired back while retreating. And after the gunfire between both parties pauses for the moment, an alarm rings out ceaselessly in the apartment. Officer McLean announces that Pendleton is still barricaded in his room, and that there is one female down.
Demanding
The two deputies remain behind cover. Officer Nord's heavy breathing can be forgiven. The amount of adrenaline coursing through him must be off the charts. He realizes that he is still pointlessly holding the eviction papers, despite his life currently being at stake. The man barricaded in his room is now leaving in either cuffs or a body bag. Officer Nord drops the eviction papers and calls out to his partner.
You okay, Kelly?
Yeah.
How's she doing?
Me?
No, her.
103.
10-4.
Officer Nord asks his partner the status of Lola Moore. McLean responds that it's a code 3. This is cop speak for emergency. Lola Moore, Pendleton's mother, is an innocent party in all of this. She was caught in the crossfire. She was shot in the chest. Bullet fragments would later be recovered from her body that confirmed that the bullet was fired from Pendleton's AR-74. If you know anything about this gun, you know the level of damage it can inflict. I thought about getting into the specifics, but I figure AR-74 has been in the news a lot lately. The child Lola Moore brought into this world ripped her from it in an instant. Next, we're going to cut to Officer Turok, a deputy who has been called in for backup.
Where are we at? Third floor! Hold that door! So, did you hear shots? Okay.
Might not be a bad idea.
Third floor.
Good.
Two shots up there?
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Go up the stairs and to your left.
Is there anybody hurt?
Grand Forks Police Department.
Grand Forks Police!
Sheriff's office in the kitchen.
Okay, coming.
Kitchen's off in the doorway off to your left.
What?
Police Department. The armed person's right in the doorway, right straight ahead.
Is he still in?
Yes, he is.
Jesus Christ.
He's still in the bedroom.
Okay,
right,
clear that. Clear that. Get out of the fire.
Kelly's in the far room at the end of the hall. I think the female's a 103, huh? He's got a long gun.
Long gun?
Yep. He's right here. You can see in the... We got one on the floor, no female. And then he's in that the bedroom right there off to the left, first door.
The door shut?
Yes, it is. He closed it again.
Way down the hall?
No, Kelly. Kelly's at the end hall. He's in the bedroom. Yep.
Officer Turok climbs the stairs, running while holding a police-issued assault weapon. He gets up a flight of stairs and then receives directions from the building manager, still standing there in his green shirt and blue jeans. After announcing his presence, he enters the apartment. Another deputy, Officer Cody Holt, follows behind Officer Turok. They walk through the dining area, and there is broken glass from the exploded oven door that litters the kitchen floor. Bullet holes riddle the walls.
Well, you said long gun.
Central Police Department.
Go ahead.
We're in the apartment. It's going to be northeast corner, third floor. We've got one down. We're going to need an alpha. We have shots fired several. Long rifle.
Take a deep breath.
Long rifle. Come on, Chief.
You care, right, Pat?
Oh, you're not all on, so you take your 44.
Go ahead.
We We need everything to the east behind Rydell cleared. There are several people walking around the Rydell's lot. We're going to have access to them through the window.
You want to activate SWAT?
Activate SWAT.
And we are going to need SOG.
Ten copier.
Right now, it's wide open.
Huh?
We have here.
Kelly and I,
two of us. One's in this room here.
Kelly's in the bathroom, across the hall.
Yep.
Suspect's in this bedroom.
Now, Officer Holt makes the call for more backup and some SMGs for the officers carrying only pistols. Two deputies take some time to discuss the current situation before returning to a defensive position.
This is 103.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Also let any responding units know that when they come to the doors of 303, the subject is barricaded in the bedroom straight down that hallway. And be careful that they are going to be at that door.
Suspect's name is at top gate right here.
Is he in the car?
Yep. Go ahead, sir.
We got for a name on this guy.
It is Salama Pendleton.
Huh?
Salama Pendleton. Salama, yep. Salama.
Salama, Sergeant McLean. We need you to come out with your hands up. Let's not make this any worse.
Can't
understand him.
I couldn't either.
Go ahead. Do you need me to get the Bearcat heading that way with anything on here?
You need a Bearcat to move here.
Yeah, we need a Bearcat. Therefore, I'm just a little bit out on. I'll get it there. Yeah, that's what we got. Just bring it right in the center. We'll meet up with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
Love you too.
Doors opening.
I'm on 24.
Stand by.
I understand.
Doors open.
A deputy starts an attempt to reason with Pendleton, hoping that he'll surrender peacefully before further shots are fired. The bedroom door swung open, leading to a brief moment of panic from the deputies, but then Pendleton does an exit, leaving an ominous atmosphere as the door stands open.
The door's closing again. Door's closed.
Let me get you out of there.
69
at 17.4. Oh, let me extract Kelly. We have bad cops there.
Stand by. He's going to move. Ready?
Yeah,
right, Joe.
Goes open.
Doors open.
Mo, with your hands up.
You killed my mother.
Hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air.
You killed my mother.
We did not kill your mother. Hands up in the air.
It seems that Pendleton opened the door and saw his mother dying or dead on the floor. I have to wonder that, if she had not been there, right at that moment, if Pendleton would have won easily. Ironically, his outrage should be directed at himself. He should look inward. After all, it was his decision to spray an AR-74 blindly into the apartment. He initiated the gunfight.
Come out with the hands up in the air, okay?
My mother's dead!
Hands up in the air!
Why is my mother dead?
We have a medical unit ready to do it.
What's his name?
Solano. We have a medical unit.
Solano, we can't help your mother till you come out.
Why is my mother dead?
We don't know that. We need you to come out so we can get medical up to her.
Why are you violating our constitutional rights?
Solano, you need to come out so we can get medical to your mother.
Constitutional rights.
We need to help your mom.
Get an ambulance.
We can't until you come out.
I'm not coming out. Get an ambulance and help my mom.
They will not come in until you are out.
Why do I have to come out?
So that we can help your mother.
Call the ambulance and have the ambulance get up here now.
They will not come up until you're out, Salama.
I'm not coming out. Until my mother gets an ambulance.
We have an ambulance outside waiting.
They're not coming in. I'm not coming out until they come in and help her.
They're not going to come in the apartment if you have a rifle.
I'm not going to shoot anymore until they come and help my mother.
Put the rifle outside your door.
No.
Salama, if you have the rifle and you're not going to shoot anymore, that's fantastic, but we need you to throw it out. If you're not going to shoot anymore, you don't need it.
I have the right to defend myself and my family and my home.
Salama, we can't get help to your mother until you come out. That's the bottom line.
Violating our constitutional rights.
We can discuss that later, but right now, your mother will not get any help until you come out. That's just the way it is. Come out so we can help her.
Send the ambulance in so they can help. Where is it?
We need you out before that can happen, Salama.
Are you talking to Carl?
We really want to help your mom.
You will send the ambulance in now.
But that is not up to us. That is up to you.
Send the ambulance in now to help.
Salama, they won't come in.
Not, I'm not going to harm anyone.
But they won't come in.
I'm not going to harm anyone.
And that's great. We love to hear that. But they are not going to come in.
Help my mother.
Yeah.
We need you to come out, please.
I'm not coming out.
Obscura is supported by Incogni. Listener, do you know how easy it is for someone to access your information? Let me ask you something. When is the last time you plugged your name into a search engine? You might be surprised by what turns up, and I know I was. The disturbing conclusion I came to, that there was far more of my information available from a quick search than I'm comfortable with. You see, our data is bought and sold before we even understand why. We were giving away our email address and phone numbers to every store or website that asked. These data brokers aggregate your personal information, including your names and aliases, social security number, login credentials, home address, location history, online activity, and much, much more. All of this is available for purchase by businesses and can fall into the hands of criminals. And that there is the problem. The number of victims in these data breaches have skyrocketed, jumping up by 41% since 2021. Just as an example, you ever get slammed by spam robocalls? Well, now you know why. The good news is that you have the right to protect your privacy and request data brokers delete the information they hold about you. The bad news is that it would take you years to do it manually, just once, and you need to repeat the process every few months as data brokers continue collecting your data and creating new records. That's where Incogni comes in. They're here to do the heavy lifting and give you a way to regain control of your data. Head over to incogni.com and see what I mean. That's INCOGNI.com, incogni.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life goes fast. I find it important to take a moment to celebrate your wins. Lately, I've just been happy with the state of the podcast. I've been hitting every goal I set. Listener, therapy can help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals for the future. I know I've used therapy to orient myself and set realistic expectations for what I can achieve. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/obscura. Listener, I've always wanted to learn Spanish. Some of my favorite books are in the language, and a lot of my best friends speak it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language. I've been using it, and I'm shocked by how quickly I'm learning. It's an intuitive process. You see, with Rosetta Stone, you pick up a language naturally. First with words, then phrases, then sentences. And it's designed for the long term, meaning that with Rosetta Stone, you're going to retain what you learn. It's been used as a trusted expert for 30 years, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, Obscura listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Salama, I swear you will not be harmed if you put the rifle down and come out.
I've already been harmed. You violated my constitutional rights. You broke into my home. You
Salama,
did not have permission to come in here. You broke in. You broke in. You're breaking in and you're trying to kill us.
Hey.
I have the right to protect myself and my family.
Careful.
Salama, we can discuss all of that after we get help for your mom. We can. But we can't do that until you put down that rifle.
My mother's laying on the floor dead.
We don't know that, but we need to get an ambulance.
Mom! Over. Wake up! She would have got up by now.
Then I can relocate. That's what I'm
saying. When this is all said and done, you can hire a lawyer. You can file all the lawsuits you want for the Second Amendment. But right now, we need you out.
I'm not coming out. My mother's dead.
Right, Patty.
We need to be out outside. That's where that crosswalk is here. Your apartment.
Yeah, those apartments.
That's why I'm trying to aim up.
No, not as of yet.
You know, Central 44.
Go ahead.
We need every apartment on the third floor and every apartment on the north side, second floor and first floor.
You have broken into my home and you have killed my mother.
Whoa,
I'm demanding that you leave now.
What?
You have broken into our home. You have violated our constitutional rights. You violated your oath of office to support and uphold the Constitution for the United States of America, 1789.
Salama, there are all sorts of attorneys that will help you in regards to your Second Amendment. There's all sorts of attorneys and people that will help you with your Second Amendment.
We can have some. That can help me. You killed my mother. Little poor dead, and I'm demanding that you leave.
We cannot leave, Salama. We need to get your mother help.
Mother's laying on the floor, dead.
We need to get her help, though. We can't do that until you come out.
I'm demanding that you leave.
Salama, we need you to cooperate as best as you can, okay? We need you to put the gun down. so that we can get the ambulance up here to take care of your mother. We can work out everything else afterwards.
After some ineffective negotiations, Pendleton leans from his bedroom door and initiates another gunfight. The gunfire ceases after Pendleton screams out that he's dead and that he's hit. It's worth mentioning here that he has had many chances to surrender, and it wasn't until he was hurt that he waved the white flag. In the days after these events, there was an uproar surrounding them, many blindly accusing the officers of having shot Pendleton's mother. You could sense the collective outrage, and you could still seek out some of those early Reddit posts. It wasn't until the body cam was released, and it was clear this was the fault of Pendleton's every step of the way. Now, we're going to return to that gunfight, and this time, listen to it from a different angle.
Go ahead. Building 2627 where the Bearcat is. It's definitely the building. We believe it is the...
Oh, it's on the chair! Shut up!
I'm dead! I'm dead! I'm
dead! Oh my God!
Drop it!
Drop it! Drop it!
Hey, he's moving! Drop the gun!
Move!
Drop it!
Drop it! Shut fire! Shut fire!
We got that!
The two parties exchange the gunfire, and two deputies are hit. Officer Nord is hit in the upper thigh, and Officer Holte hit somewhere in his body. It's unclear where for now. I'll update you on that later, listener.
Get over here.
Sorry. Down.
Huh?
Who's down?
One of your PD officers. Upper thigh. Oh, shit.
Hey! Yeah!
Stop it!
Kelly,
can you come to me?
Yeah, room 3! Come in! Room 3!
303, come in! Fuck right down!
Shit. Get him in here!
Okay.
Get him in here! Stop!
Get up! Get up, rally!
Get on your way! Let's go!
Get in
the truck! Let's go, man!
Come on, buddy! In there! Go!
Get in!
Officer Nord, being shot in the thigh, stumbles his way down the stairs, but with great difficulty. He bursts through the front door, and he sees backup standing next to a SWAT van, and he informs the officers that the suspect is now down.
Put your hands on your head! Hands off!
Officer coming down! Ow! Pratt, 1033! Officer coming down! Where are they at? Hurry up, 1033! Hurry up! Hey! Oh, he's down! We need the ambulance now! Hurry up! I'm hit too.
Get tourniquet on him!
Officer Nord spent some time on the ground, bleeding out and staring at a beautiful blue sky. Then he's holstered by two officers and dragged into the SWAT van. It's clear from the following audio and footage that he's bleeding out quickly. You can see him lift his hands and squeezing at the air. This is common with people slowly losing consciousness.
We're good. We got you. We got you, brother.
Get him out of here.
We got the back door open out. We got another officer down. It's one of our guys that's down.
Oh.
We're
gonna
get him up.
Did
we get another one?
What are your PD officers down?
How bad? How weird?
I couldn't tell. Upper torso. He's shooting an AR.
Yep. 10:33.
All
right. 10:33, guys. He's hit hard. Oh.
Floor, the window right above us here.
Who got
shot?
Or our guys?
I don't know the guy's name. He's got.
You have.
Sandy Reddish hair, mustache.
PD?
Yep, PD. He was with Torque.
He's getting out of here. We're going for him because they're not.
Okay, let's get him out of here.
Might have to go around.
Ambulance is on the way up.
Was it Holty?
Huh?
Was it Holty?
I don't know his name.
Little
I really.
Guy.
Huh?
Little guy, short guy.
He was probably a little taller than Torque.
Carry him to that ambulance in the back.
We'll
bring him to the second one.
Okay.
We'll get him to the
all
second.
Right,
man.
Here, just a second.
Don't worry
about
Japan, brother.
No, I'll just pull this off so I can get my duty belt otherwise. Get it? Otherwise, I'll be dragging all that shit with me.
Come on, brother.
It'll fall off. It'll drag off.
Right here. There it is. Okay, slide side side. Get under my arm and Jesse's arm.
We're just gonna get you the other one.
Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Nope.
Get under his arm, Jesse. Under his arm.
My duty belt. Ready?
Take him right to that back of that one. Go right to the back.
Which one?
We're gonna take the back one.
This one. I got your duty belt, brother.
Just get on.
Officer Nord is taken from the back of the SWAT vehicle and transferred to an EMT, where he was taken to a hospital. The shot to his upper thigh proved to be non-fatal. The same cannot be said for Officer Cody Holty, who was shot 3 times and died at the scene. Holty was only 3 years into his career as a police officer. He left behind a wife and an infant son. And listener, it did not go well for Salama Pendleton in court.
Extreme indifference to the value of human life, as charged in count one of the information, Officer Cody Holty, we the jury, duly impaneled and sworn in the above entitled action, do find the defendant, Salama Corey Pendleton, guilty.
Pendleton was sentenced to life in prison for 2 counts of murder, 3 counts of attempted murder, 1 count of criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, terrorizing, and possession of marijuana with intent to sell.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.